Listening, Part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
And now I'd like to talk to you about a fascinating plant, good old Ribes nigrum, to give it its botanical name, or as she's commonly called, the blackcurrant bush. It's a relatively small shrub growing from 1 to 2 metres tall. The leaves are alternate, simple, 3 to 5 centimetres long, and broad, palmately lobed with 5 lobes, and with a serrated margin. The flowers are 4 to 6 millimetres in diameter, with 5 kind of reddish-green to brownish petals. When not in fruit, the plant looks sort of similar to the red currant shrub, and is distinguished by a strong fragrance from the attractive-looking leaves. The fruit's an edible berry, 1 centimetre in diameter, very dark purple in colour, so dark it's almost black, with a glossy skin and a persistent calyx at the apex, and containing several seeds which are very heavy in nutrients, so that birds love them. An established bush can produce an amazing 5 kilos of berries during a single summer. It's easily grown in a moisture-retentive but well-drained loamy soil of fair to middling quality, but I think it's best grown on a deep sandy soil. It dislikes very heavy clay, chalky soils and thin dry soils, but it can succeed on most soil types if plenty of manure is dug in before planting. They prefer a pH in the range 6.7 to 7, which means they'll be no good at all in very acidic soils. So, I must stress, it's essential to add lots of nitrogen. They are quite tolerant of shade, but they do not fruit as well as they would in a sunny position. Also, being in a windy situation will harm your fruit yield. Blackcurrant bushes are hardy to about minus 20 degrees centigrade, though flowers will suffer some damage with even a slight frost. Blackcurrants are cultivated all over the temperate world for their fruit, and there are lots of named varieties. Most fruits produced on 1-year-old wood. As to pruning, I usually cut back about 1/3 of all the stems from just above ground level in the autumn. If the plants are well fed, the new growth will be very vigorous and will fruit heavily the following year. The flowers can self-fertilise, but mostly fruit better with insect pollination. I mean bees and butterflies. Blackcurrants can harbour a stage of white pine blister rust, so they should not be grown anywhere near pine trees. Blackcurrants are, I'm afraid, highly susceptible to our old enemy, honey fungus. To propagate the plant from seed, you're best to sow as soon as the seeds are ripe in the autumn, in a cold frame. Stored seed requires 3 months cold storage, perhaps in the fridge, at between 0 and 5 degrees centigrade, and should then be sown as early in the year as humanly possible. If kept in the fridge, the seed can remain viable for 17 years or more. Prick out the seedlings into individual pots when they are large enough to handle, and grow them on in a cold frame for their first winter, planting them out in late spring of the following year. Well, good luck with your blackcurrants. Now let's go back to see what Bunty's getting up to in her shed. And now I'd like to talk to you about a fascinating plant, good old Ribes nigrum, to give it its botanical name, or as she's commonly called, the blackcurrant bush. It's a relatively small shrub growing from 1 to 2 metres tall. The leaves are alternate, simple, 3 to 5 centimetres long and broad, palmately lobed with 5 lobes and with a serrated margin. The flowers are 4 to 6 millimetres in diameter with 5 kind of reddish-green to brownish petals. When not in fruit, the plant looks sort of similar to the red currant shrub and is distinguished by a strong fragrance from the attractive-looking leaves. The fruit's an edible berry, 1 centimetre in diameter, very dark purple in colour, so dark it's almost black, with a glossy skin and a persistent calyx at the apex, and containing several seeds which are very heavy in nutrients, so that birds love them. An established bush can produce an amazing 5 kilos of berries during a single summer. It's easily grown in a moisture-retentive but well-drained loamy soil of fair to middling quality, but I think it's best grown on a deep sandy soil. It dislikes very heavy clay, chalky soils and thin dry soils, but it can succeed on most soil types if plenty of manure is dug in before planting. They prefer a pH in the range 6.7 to 7, which means they'll be no good at all in very acidic soils. So, I must stress, it's essential to add lots of nitrogen. They are quite tolerant of shade, but they do not fruit as well as they would in a sunny position. Also, being in a windy situation will harm your fruit yield. Blackcurrant bushes are hardy to about minus 20 degrees centigrade, though flowers will suffer some damage with even a slight frost. Blackcurrants are cultivated all over the temperate world for their fruit, and there are lots of named varieties. Most fruits produced on one-year-old wood. As to pruning, I usually cut back about 1/3 of all the stems from just above ground level in the autumn. If the plants are well fed, the new growth will be very vigorous and will fruit heavily the following year. The flowers can self-fertilise, but mostly fruit better with insect pollination. I mean bees and butterflies. Blackcurrants can harbour a stage of white pine blister rust, so they should not be grown anywhere near pine trees. Blackcurrants are, I'm afraid, highly susceptible to our old enemy, honey fungus. To propagate the plant from seed, you're best to sow as soon as the seeds are ripe in the autumn, in a cold frame. Stored seed requires 3 months cold storage, perhaps in the fridge, at between 0 and 5 degrees centigrade, and should then be sown as early in the year as humanly possible. If kept in the fridge, the seed can remain viable for 17 years or more. Prick out the seedlings into individual pots when they are large enough to handle, and grow them on in a cold frame for their first winter, planting them out in late spring of the following year. Well, good luck with your blackcurrants. Now let's go back to see what Bunty's getting up to in her shed.
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.